And joining us now from Greyhound Racing New South Wales is Mick Cowley. How are you, Mick?
Mate, I'm not too bad, Cozzy. Mate, just before we do get stuck in, though, just an important announcement that we've got. The Grafton meeting that's set down for tonight has been abandoned because of the bushfires in the region and the poor air quality. But Grafton didn't have a meeting scheduled for next Monday, so we'll now stage a meeting at Grafton next Monday, all being well. So further details about that will come out shortly on our website for participants, mate.
Just been a horrific weekend, and tomorrow does not look good either, does it?
No, fires. It's absolutely awful. All our thoughts with everyone who was affected. And I did note over the weekend that the Grafton Club in particular were one of the clubs that actually offered anyone who needed to go to the club for any assistance. They were open. So a lot of those local clubs are doing that, which is great to look after both animals and people.
All right, your guest today, Jack Smith.
Indeed. Jack, mate, first of all, congratulations on Saturday night in the Top Gun. A very good second, a little bit unlucky, but that's racing.
Thank you very much. Yeah, Matt, that is racing, and we did very well, so I'm happy.
Mate, it was a quality field, and there was always going to be a charge to that first turn. I guess this was one of those rare occasions it wasn't such a bad thing that he was a bit slow out of the boxes.
Yeah, well, that's how it looked on paper, and pretty much that's how it turned out, and wasn't good to see Steve White's dog fall. You always hold your breath, whether it's yours or not, and they're very valuable dogs, and he seemed okay, so yeah, so it was a bit of a mix-up, and Ferrell being a little bit slow early, missed it, and got a run through.
I guess he was a little bit unlucky. He did get through, but then he did cop a bit of a check from Whiskey Riot, which gave Gizmo the opportunity to kick away, or else he would have been right on his hammer.
Yeah, that probably would have been interesting, but God, we'll settle for that after seeing the other dogs fall. You know, it was when you get that many good dogs, they just don't give an inch. They just push and shove, and that's what makes them so good, I suppose. And to, he copped a check when he come down hard on the Whiskey Right, come down hard on him. But anyhow, all credit to the winner. He got through and he done a great job. So good on him.
Mate, all things taken into account, though, you'd still be pretty happy with the performance for sure, mate.
Oh, you won't get us whinging, mate. We've had an unbelievable run. He's raced for 12 months. I think he's won 21 races, you know, from group wins in Queensland. We haven't won a group race. We've been placed twice in group races in Victoria. He's won three group races in New South Wales. He's got 410,000 alongside his name, so we're laughing.
Mate, do you, with that 12-month period, do you pinch yourself from time to time, or is it a case of, yeah, that's the way greyhound racing goes? Sometimes you get a good one, sometimes you don't get a good one.
Oh, no, you definitely pinch yourself, yeah. You can go ages, and we've had a pretty good couple of years, so we've been very lucky, and, you know, unless owners give you these dogs and trust you with them, you rely on some of the others, and... that's okay. We like racing around the bush as well, but better when you've got a feral in the kennel. It makes it more...
Mate, absolutely. You get to see plenty of the countryside too, all the travel you're doing. The kilometres must be racking up, mate.
Yeah, that's right. I've got to had to get feral a new car, so he racks up some Ks, but it's all good. You get to look about.
Mate, I guess you would have seen how dry the countryside is with all the travelling that you're doing as well, and I'm sure that your heart, like all of us, goes out to the people that have been affected.
Yes, I know. It's just shocking, mate. It's just dry from one end. We've travelled this year from one end to the other, and it's just terrible. You know, it's unbelievable. And today is Remembered Day, so we'll have to do a little bit of praying as well.
Absolutely. Mate, was there any consideration to Nom Ferrell for the shootout, or that just wasn't on the cards?
Well, we just we didn't really think we were going to go, but we left it open until the weekend. We just watched and see what happened at the Meadows, and we've decided that probably just we'll do the same preparation as we done when he went to the free for all the other week. He'll be trialling at Dubbo this week, Friday night.
Yep.
And that was his preparation for the 29.08 run at Sandown. So if we can repeat that, everybody will be happy. And I get to get a week. I get a week off. So.
But I'd say the club will be happy too, knowing that they've got Farrell Frankie coming to have another trial and potentially another crack at that track record.
Yeah. I don't know. That'll depend on Shane. I suppose he'll let me trial in there, but he was there swinging the arm last night. So.
Mate, will it, after that trial, as you said, it'll be straight into Melbourne Cup heats the week after?
Yeah, that's right. Everything going good. We pulled up good from the trial. He pulled up good from Saturday night. So, yes, we just, you never know. But if he trials good Friday night, we'll be nominating for them.
Wait, pardon my ignorance, but have you had runners in the Melbourne Cup before?
I can't remember whether I had one in the shootout. At the Top Gun, Brad Hill, Billy, but I can't recall whether we went in the Melbourne Cup or not. We certainly didn't make the final. I would remember that. But I don't
definitely
know whether we took him to the Melbourne Cup or why we didn't. I can't remember.
Mate, well, there's always a first time for everything, so maybe this is the first time for you and Frankie.
Yeah, no. That's right. We were privileged to be in that race on Saturday night, and to come second was... very good.
Mate, it was a really hot field. Everyone spoke about, invitation sort of race, you do get quality fields. But, it was literally, if any of them had won, it wouldn't have been an upset.
It was just, it was unbelievable. I hate to think what they were all worth put together. They did say what their prize money was. Of course, Frank's dogs boosted that because he's up to, he's up to buddy. Oh, no, he's over a million.
Over a mil.
So he boosted it. But a lot of the dogs are up around the half million. So they're just valuable animals these days. And to see Steve's book dog four was not good.
No.
He seemed okay. So in those races, that you hear us say a lot that, you know, all we want to do is get around safe. And that's true.
Yeah. Mate, well, you experienced that yourself in the semi-finals of the Million Dollar Chase, didn't you? You know exactly what it's like.
Exactly. So, Phil doesn't mind it a little bit rough and tough, but that was a bit ridiculous. So, he picked himself up and won his next two, and he's gone there and run second in the Top Gun. So, it hasn't done him any harm. He's a very tenacious chaser.
And he is indeed.
We're lucky for that, and he's very sound.
Well, Google, mate, best of luck in the Melbourne Cup heats. Hopefully we may talk before then, but as I said, best of luck in those, and good luck with the hit out on Friday night at Dubbo, and thanks again for your time as usual, Jack.
Thanks, mate.
Cozzy, there he was, Jack Smith, with one of everyone's favourite dog, and certainly one of the best dogs in the country at the moment, too, the way Farrell Frankie's going.
Too right. Now, New South Wales took out the Top Gun Stayers, Mick.
We did indeed. It was another race. There was a little bit of action in it. Going up the back, there looked to be three main chances. Yeah, Tornado Tears, Rajasthan, and Baygo Bye Bye. But unfortunately, they all came together on the top turn, and right around the outside went Blue Moon Rising for John and Minnie Finn, and raced away to win with another New South Wales dogs, the reserve, Just Terms, running on to finish second. So it was a New South Wales Quinella in that group one race, which is a fantastic result, and fantastic result for John Finn in particular. John's hasn't been in the best of health of late, and he's back home now, and I'm sure he's enjoying the way all of his dogs in his kennel are performing at the moment.
Right now, Richmond Friday night, how was that big night?
It was a good night. It'll be a bigger one this week with the final of the 10,000 of the Winner Maiden Series. But it was had five heats last Friday. The heat winners, in no particular order, were Rock Solid, Landmore Cutie, which ran the best of the five heats, the 30.95. Zipping Brady 1-1, Aristocrat. Krat 1-1 and Zipping Donato 1-1 for Michelle Sultana. So they were the five heat winners there. Box draw for that will be done tomorrow morning, so we'll know a little bit more about that. But they also had the middle distance series out there on Friday night over 6-18. It was a fantastic race. Mrs. M Grand, who we spoke a bit about last week, who won the Nowra Gold Cup, she was in again. She led early and got run past by a couple of dogs, but stormed home late to win in 35 and 6. So it was a great performance as well, because the dog's really going well, and I'm sure Luke's going to go ahead now with plans to take her to Melbourne for the Group 1 Bold Trice at the end of the month that coincides with that Melbourne Cup for the sprinters.
All right, now Saturday, how many people went to the adoption day, just fell in love with the greyhound and said, "You're coming home with me"? Took them home.
I reckon everyone that went out there would have fallen in love with the dogs. It was a fantastic day, big crowd, a lot of people. As we do find with these adoption days, a lot of people do come out and just suss it out, go away, ask the wife, ask the husband, ask the parents.
Come back.
And then come back, register online, and that's always the case. We do get a lot of registrations online afterwards, and then it's just a case of matching up people with pup or people with dog, and then finding lovely home for them. At the end of the day, we ended up with 11 adoptions and beautiful, one foster dog. So that's 12 more that found new homes. Mate, any time you can find a new home for one dog, it's a successful day. So to find a dozen that have got new homes as a result of Saturday is a great result.
Now, these seem to be pretty regular, these adoption days. How often do you have them, Mick?
Look, we spread them out across the year. There's usually six to eight throughout the year. The big one's the National Adoption Day, which is over a weekend in April. And each state runs a National Adoption Day, and there's always quite a few dogs that do get adopted out. We hold ours at Wentworth Park. That's always a big day. But then we're trying to branch out and have these right around the city. We actually held one at Maitland. We held one at Bathurst last year as well. And as I said, we've held one out at Kellyville, one at Campbelltown, one at Rose Bay. So try and spread it around so everyone gets to see what wonderful animals and what wonderful pets these dogs are, and come down. As you said, just come down and have a pat. Very quick, you can fall in love, as you well know, Cozzy.
Too right. Now, you got a couple of good things for today?
Mate, well, as I said, we've got Grafton off tonight. So, Bathurst and Nowra are our two meetings today. We'll head to Bathurst first, mate. Race 2, number 2, Destiny Jane. Fantastic 3:20 trip winner at Richmond last start. Very handy dog, and he's capable from a nice draw of winning at Bathurst. And then we get a Nowra. There's a really good dog going around at Nowra. It's an odd dog called Embi. Won at Wentworth Park in 29:40, first up last start after some injuries. Very handy dog. It's race 5, number 4, Embi, and should just be winning, Cozzy.
All right, terrific. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Good luck. And it looks like at this stage, possibly Grafton may go to next Monday night.
Absolutely. That's the plan, Grafton next Monday, mate.
All right. Terrific. Good on you, Mick. Talk to you tomorrow.
Thanks, Cozzy. Cheers, buddy.
Mick Cowley from Greyhound Racing New South Wales. It's 3 to 11 at Sky Sports Radio.
Sky Sports Radio won't miss a beat around Saturday's new $1 million hunter coming up at Newcastle. Race Eve, the Big Sports Breakfast and Racing HQ will be trackside, talking to the key players in the new mile $1 million race. Catch it all Friday morning from 5:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
Our latest racing club, Hancock's Racing No. 9 Limited, is ready to go. 7 horses by leading sires like Nakoni, So You Think, Star Witness and Street Boss to be trained in 5 states by top trainers. $1,400 will buy your 1/800th share, or you can have 4 payments of $350 and no more to pay. Call Shelley Hancock's or Rod Peacock for a prospectus on 0352749171 or see the website hancocks.com.au. Applications must be made on the form attached to the prospectus.
Don't miss your chance to breed to rising super sire, Alta Cristiano. His progeny's average earnings per starter is over 10 times his service fee. With a strike rate of 73% winners to starters, his progeny are winning all over the country. Eligible for the New South Wales Colonial Bred Stallion rebate, it could cost as little as $1,150. He's already served over 100 mares this season. Don't miss out. Book at TipperaryEquine.com.
Nova Employment has been matching businesses to staff with ability for over 28 years and have an unbeatable track record of success. Nova can assist businesses of all sizes.
Hi, I'm Darren from Colour Coatings in Blacktown. In our business, we've needed keen and reliable staff. That's why we continue to use Nova Employment. I'd recommend other employers to focus on ability.
Recruiting? Choose Nova Employment, Sydney's premier disability employment service. Visit novaemployment.com.au.
Sky Sports Radio heads across the Tasman on Tuesday for one of harness racing's most prestigious races, the New Zealand Trotting Cup. Will the Aussies stand proud, or will Mark Purden's team do it again? Group 1 action from Addington, Tuesday on Sky Sports Radio.
It's approaching 11 o'clock, and this is Sky Sports Radio. As we do approach 11 a.m, we commemorate the anniversary of the cessation of hostilities that occurred on the 11th of November 1918, and we remember those who have since fallen.